The white part wasn't?
Well, I might not have put it on even.
Oh, that's what it is. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You wouldn't believe what just happened, you guys. We taped.
We just made like a 20-minute tape, and the fucking tape was dead.
It was dead. It was a defective tape, so now we're using a good Super Avalon tape. Here we are. We finally made it to Greece. And
we're on the island of Eos.
Eos.
You and we're in heaven.
It's like fucking paradise here. You wouldn't even
believe it. We can't even emphasize it enough of how incredible it is.
Nobody would believe us. That's the thing.
The water is turquoise, crystal blue, and it's like a beautiful mountainside, like country. And it's like kind of deserty and rocky and volcanic, because these are volcanic islands. And the village is made up of, like, we sent you postcards, but they're these little white, whitewashed Greek, like, real stucco box-looking... structures, and with the only colors in the paint are, like, turquoise-colored doors or red doors or shutters.
Or turquoise
It's
real towers.
Mediterranean.
It's beautiful.
Looking.
It's fucking paradise. The only thing that isn't here is Robo and Dossie.
Dossie skin. Oh, is my little Dossie skin?
Oh, God. Let me throw up.
Shut up. You've been calling me Ari skin. And what else have you been calling me?
My little safari girl.
I've heard the little safari girl.
You wouldn't believe how beautiful it is here. There's so many fucking beautiful men. You wouldn't even believe how good we've been.
You don't even know.
You don't even know how good we've been.
And we've totally been getting attention.
Total attention. I got totally hit on the butt from this gypsy Greek ethnic woman.
It was so funny.
In Athens, we were walking down the street, and she slapped me right
on
the butt.
She wanted Loretta.
This woman dressed in scarves, this older woman. It was so weird. And then this guy was hanging in the doorway, and he leaned out of the doorway and went, "Hey, hey, hey, hey." Like that, and he was like, ew, it was so gross. It was really funny.
It's what's really incredible about Eos is that they call it the young island, and there's a lot of nightlife here.
It's
most
like
of the people are under 30.
Under 30 or under 25?
No, under 30.
You think so?
Yeah, under 30. And most of the tourists here are Scandinavian, British, and Germans.
There's so many blonde Scandinavian girls.
And there's like about 10 or 12 discos here that stay open all night long.
And they
play really cool
really
music,
cool
Susie,
music.
Simple Minds, all the cool stuff, Bowie. And it's really neat because you can sit outside in tables and there's little coffee shops. And we're staying in a hotel right across from the village. Well, right in the village.
$2 a night. Swear to God,
$2. And it's beautiful. We have two closets.
Huge
hot
wooden
and cold
closets.
Showers, a balcony. It's like two beds. It's like heaven.
It's so beautiful. And most of the other hotels are like $1.60 to $2 a night.
But we're staying in the ritzy one for $2 a night.
Yeah. Well, it's like and you can eat dinner, like a big dinner for like under a dollar.
It's 250 drachma.
You stink. You stink like garlic or something.
It's because we had Greek salad for dinner, my little Loretta skins.
Oh.
But and I ate all your onions, remember?
Oh, that's why. Phew. Anywho, so we've been writing you guys a lot. I hope you've been getting our postcards.
Yeah, Doss, I've written you quite a lot. If you guys don't write us in Santorini, we're going to be there until July 15th. You should write us in the next month.
In Italy.
In the next 2 months, you can write us
maybe
to
in
Florence.
Yeah, Florence, Italy, general delivery or something.
Yeah, or you could write us in, Florence or Rome?
Siena.
Siena is probably
Siena would
best
because
it's small.
Because it's small. Write us Loretta or Ari, you know, in care of
general delivery.
Siena.
Which is spelled
S-I-E-N-A. Italy.
Italia.
So do that, because then we'll get our mail. Probably in Santorini. We should have told you to put Fira Santorini, but...
T-H-I-R-A.
Yeah, T-H-I-R-A. Santorini.
We'll be there until probably around June 28th or 9th.
Yeah, June 28th or 9th.
And then we're going to go to Italy and Switzerland and France, Spain, Portugal, around there. We don't think we're going to go to Germany. We passed through there on the bus. We took a 3-day bus trip from London.
Which was so hoity-hey.
You guys... I don't even think we should go into the details of the bus trip because that's like a whole other tape. But we have so many hilarious stories to tell you.
We should. We should.
Oh, God.
We don't even...
I think we wrote him and told him about it, though. I told Das about lip smacking and stuff.
It was his first trip. We took from London to Athens. It took 3 days, and it was so awful.
There was no toilet on the bus.
No toilet on the bus. It was like $75, really cheap, you know, to go there.
It wasn't really awful to me. It was more of a really neat experience because we got to see Yugoslavia, Austria, France, and Germany.
On no sleep. We didn't get any sleep. And
I slept like 2 hours in 3 days.
It was like we'd doze off and then like wake up and our neck would be totally stiff.
And we'd be in another country.
And we wouldn't be able to move. We went through Yugoslavia for 2 days. It was great.
Yugoslavia is really neat because it's really different. It's communist.
So different.
Country.
All these babushka women working in the fields.
Hoity hoofing it up.
And a lot of places you couldn't even take pictures. It was like you couldn't even take pictures in Yugoslavia. It was weird. But we ate like a huge bowl of soup and a hunk of bread for only 50 cents each. It was super cheap, too. So anyway, oh yeah, the bus trip. And I swear, after the 3 days, Ari and I stunk
so bad. You would
we were
not
like sour. It. We were like sour, not even good stink. We're talking, we smelled like shit. We stunk so bad.
I didn't smell like shit.
I swear, I thought I had shit my pants.
I thought you'd shit her pants too.
Shut up. I did not. It was so disgusting. My pants are totally black. They're so dirty. And we just did some of our wash. We ran out of soap. That's what we forgot to buy tonight, some soap.
You know what's really funny is that the bus was made up of both basically under people between 18 and
25.
And there's like this punk guy who was sitting a couple rows behind us who kept playing these obnoxious reggae tapes all night long. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, people would ask him to turn it off and he wouldn't. And then in back of us for the first half of the trip was this old Greek man with no teeth.
Well, he had one little... I have a booger in my nose.
Pick
he
it,
had
please.
He had one little hunk of like brownish yellow chunk of tooth. And it was just like, it wasn't even a tooth. It was like this chunk of like old wood or something that looked like for his teeth. And it was on the bottom of, you know, where your teeth should be on the bottom. And he'd like go like this and be chewing his cud.
And we called him lip smacky. And it's like he kept us deaf. Up. We'd try to fall asleep. and he'd be going... And I swear to God, we never laughed. So Loretta and I almost killed each other. We were so delirious.
It was like when we...
You should have seen Loretta Robo. When we went to Germany, we stopped there for breakfast. And I made Loretta get line to get us food. And everything was in German.
And
everyone in the restaurant were these no-necked, fat German people.
Little
I mean,
sausages.
Like little Vienna pork-edge people.
Porkage.
And Loretta gets in line. And we don't know what the fuck we're getting. All we can understand is wiener and sauerkraut.
And
that's
sauerkraut.
Not what we wanted. So we wanted soup. So there's little sweet Loretta Kins in line with these big stout Nazis with no necks. And it was so funny. But we're not going back to Germany. We weren't that impressed by
the
people.
No, the people weren't very friendly in Germany. At least the ones we encountered.
And they're all uncircumcised, besides.
We've been totally faithful to you guys. I think we're nuts, but we have been. It's so hard.
Yeah, but it's only the first 2 weeks.
Shut up, Ari. Shut up. I'm totally loyal to my husband.
But you wouldn't even believe it.
It's like, the people here are so beautiful. It's like a dream
world. Ralph would absolutely die
over the
there
man.
Are like
so
little Greek gods
fags.
Walking around
so many
everywhere but they're not even fags. That's the thing, there are so many beautiful men. It's like, it's incredible. And the women, the French women here are so beautiful. All the beaches are nude beaches, and the French women with their little French tits and their little French buns are so
everybody
sexy.
Smokes here. It's really gross.
It's really cool.
It's gross. It's not even cool. Cancer.
You guys, I have to tell you something. Little Roby One Kenobi, your wife is sitting here with the tannest body I have ever seen in my whole life. Her eyes are like emeralds. Her teeth are like little white pebbles from the sea. I mean, she glistens.
Well,
I'm
Larry.
Not kidding.
Well, Larry
she is
Thank
so
you.
Gorgeous. I don't know what I'm going to do, Loretta. I just...
Just think I might crawl in your bed tonight.
We're both so horny, you wouldn't believe it.
I think I'll jack off with that water bottle over there.
It's June 3rd today, 1983, and we still got, you know, 3 months. Oh, well, of course. We've been buying tons of bottles of water and drinking so much water. It's only 20 cents American money for these huge bottles of spring water. Ari is tan for the first time in her whole life that I've ever seen her.
This.
You wouldn't even believe it. She's tan.
I'm totally tan.
We went to the nude beach and my butt is totally burnt.
My little nipples are burnt too.
But Ari looks great with color in her face. She looks so different.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah. So we've been eating tons of Greek salads and we ate some
moussaka.
Spanakopita.
Those are the only Greek words we know.
Yeah, and drachmas.
Little drachmas.
How many drachmas is that?
Drachma skins.
Let's see, 200 drachmas. That's $1.64. Thank you very much.
I'd like a little drachma skins, please.
So Ari bought this this little magazine called Popcorn, which has like bands and stuff in it.
And it's like Boy George is on the cover.
Boy George is on the cover smirking.
And Kajagoogoo. And it's like, I'm going to bring it home for Ralph. Because he's like,
excuse me.
Loretta, that smells.
Woo! Greek salad burp.
Darcy, have you been getting all my letters? I've been writing you so many letters.
Hey, did we just tell him where to write? Or was that the other tape?
I don't remember. I think it was this tape. Yeah, I think it was this tape.
Okay.
So, anywho...
Doss, I hope you miss me, you big hunk of meat.
So we're going to Santorini after this. I think we already told them this for 2 weeks. And...
And then we're going to go to Italy and France and Switzerland and Spain and Portugal.
Then we're going to Italy, and from Italy we're going to Switzerland. From Switzerland we're going to Cannes and Nice. And then from there we're going to Spain. And then to France. And then to Belgium. Amsterdam and then to Santa Cruz.
The little wanker, little skin.
I can't even tell you how much I want to be fucked, Robo. I can't even tell you.
I like being celibate personally.
I miss your cock so
much. I bought the coolest earrings today. You would die.
Yeah, they're cute.
I bought my sister. Das and Robo, we have the coolest present for you.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna die.
We're not gonna tell you. It's for our little Greek gods at home. Das, I look at your picture every night. Do you look at my picture? You better.
You better, you fuckhead. Roby, I miss you. I want a little kiss. I want you to come over here.
Sweetie, I want a little hug and kiss.
It's like 100% incredible here, except that you guys aren't here. That's the only thing that's wrong with this picture.
If we ever get married, we're coming here on our honeymoon. It is so incredible. Before we go to South Africa, we're totally coming to EOS. It is like, it's
iOS,
so beautiful.
iOS.
It's so beautiful. It's like everyone's fucking and kissing everywhere. We get so jealous.
Really jealous. We went on a boat. We took a boat from Athens. It was supposed to take 8 hours, and it took almost 12 hours from Athens to Eos.
Because we're in the Aegean Sea.
And there's like... Aegean Sea?
Aegean
Sea. Oh, I thought you said Jean... Excuse me, bitch. Fuck.
That's my semen you're talking about.
There's this couple... that were kissing, like, the whole way sitting across from us, and we were, like, ready to punch him.
It was really funny, though, because they were from Sweden.
They were from Sweden, and tell them about
and,
the guitar.
And it's like, they didn't even speak English. Their friends did. And this one guy, the guy who, in the couple, was like, he'd take out his guitar and he'd start
acoustic guitar.
You fill up my senses. And he couldn't even put the accent on the right words, because he's... Swedish.
Like a mountain springtime. Like a walk in the vein.
Like a warm piece of jism.
Like my finger up your anus. You fill up my creamy.
And they were like these perfect little Swedish couple, but they were kissing all the time, and we wanted to be with our boyfriend.
We wanted to bash their fucking heads in.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, mate. No, that's Ireland. My God, that Irish guy on the bus.
The most disgusting Irish guy was
such
on our bus.
Such a pig on the
bus. He drank like two gallons of whiskey or something ridiculous.
In 3 days. Like,
and every time we'd stop at a restaurant, there'd always be a pub right next to the restaurant. And he'd be in the pub.
He was
and it's
pissed
like
drunk the whole time. He kept going, hey, you fucking Americans don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He's like such a pig. I wanted to kick him in the face so many times.
We're fucking proud to be Americans. Fuck
we
all
are.
These I'm sorry, but I don't think anyone with an accent's cool anymore.
It's really weird. It's like everybody kept telling us how incredible England was, and we got there, and it was like, it was okay. But
big
it was,
fucking
it
deal.
It was no
What's
big deal.
What's the big deal?
I mean, it was nice to be at someplace different and stuff, but it was like England's supposed to be the coolest city, you know,
It's just like you're another brick in the wall. It's just trend city.
It is. It's not even that cool. It's not even as cool as going, like to San Francisco.
They all have
LA.
Zits
it's
and
really
each eat greasy food.
Yeah, the food was really
bad. I mean,
bad
London
in
is basically a beautiful city. I mean, it's like there's no doubt about it, but
the foods
I'm
are
sorry.
So carbohydrate infested.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not, but you know, we had fun. I think the main reason was cuz Tiger was such a drag most of the time, you know. We had a
Loretta
bad
and I'd be joking around and she'd tell us to shut up.
Yeah, when we'd be laughing, she'd tell us to shut
because
up.
Because she wanted to try and be British in public. It's like so stupid.
I know. She was so gross. But then Ari cut her hair and she was a little bit better after that. A lot nicer.
No, that was after I gave her head. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, Ari gave her a good haircut.
Good head cut.
Good head cut.
I gave her good head. Told you.
I think my hair's
little
coming.
Ari skin stuff is all hot and warm from her little sunburn and tanness. I'm tan.
Well, I guess this ends our June 3rd, 1983 entry for today. We just got new batteries, so that's why it took us so long to do another tape. So anyway, just want to say goodbye.
Bye, Das.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Just bye, Das.
Goodbye, my darling.
Bye, Roby. I love you.